Now, boys and girls, here's our verse for this morning, and it's found in the letter of James, and it's chapter 3, and it's verse 11. And I wonder what clever boy or girl will read the verse for me. James chapter 3 and verse 11. It's not really, unless you've a very strange kind of mind, it's not really anything I'm going to talk about. Here's someone with it. Right, go on. Is that it? Good man. Right. That's it. Read it again, son, because I think some of them didn't catch that. They were just not awake. That's right. Okay, that's about a fountain sending two kinds of water out, isn't it? Right. Well, if you call a fountain a spring, you might get a wee clue into what I'm going to talk about this morning. Now, this is the last day of the year. I hope you all know that. I hope you're not under the illusion you have a few days still left, because we've come to the last day, boys and girls, of 1995. And next Sunday, of course, will be next year. That's a wee while away, isn't it? Well, of course, if you were in Scotland at this time of the year, you'd be very interested in the clock. Everybody, well, most people in Scotland, in the last day of the year, they're great clock watchers, and they're especially interested when it comes up to 12 o'clock. So everywhere in Scotland tonight, all over the land, people will be watching very carefully for the clock striking 12. And then they'll be singing and dancing and doing lots of foolish things and singing silly things as well. But there's a clock in Scotland I want to tell you about, and it's a very interesting one. I was reading about it just last night. I had read about it before, but I had a wee read up about it again. And it's a clock that was placed in a factory in Scotland, in a mill, I should say, in Scotland, in Ayrshire. And it was a very strange clock. It told the time, and so I've drawn a little clock here for you, just to show the time it would possibly show during the day. So here was a clock that told the time, and it says on this clock, 5 minutes to three. So this clock showed the workers what time it really was. When they looked at this clock, they could see, well, it's 12 o'clock, or it's 1 o'clock, or it's 2 o'clock, or it's time to stop o'clock. And that's a great time, of course, for most workers. So there was this face on the clock which told them the time. But the clock that was in this particular mill in Ayrshire, in Catrin, was a rather strange clock, because it had another face. It was a two-faced clock. And it showed another time by showing you these two times. Okay, it had two faces on it. Well, you see, one face told the real time, and the other face told the time when the mill stopped working. This clock was powered by winding it up, and this clock was powered by the water that turned the mill. And when the water that turned the mill fell low, when it stopped operating the machinery, this clock stopped as well. So that the foreman could come on and say, well now, that's how many hours you haven't been working. And there was no argument about it. Oh, they would say, it's time to stop looking at this clock. No, you say, it's not time to stop looking at that clock. You have another 4 hours to go, because for 4 hours, you weren't doing a thing. This clock, you see, that told the time for the foreman was the clock that stopped. And it didn't start again until the water started moving it. And if you go to Glasgow today and you go to a certain office, there's a very beautiful, much more beautiful than my drawing of it, there's a very beautiful clock, and it's the last one taken from that mill, and it has two faces. One face which told the right time, and the other face which told the time when the clock stopped. And it's a very famous two-faced clock. I'm sure the workers didn't like it. They would like to have said to the foreman, oh, we only stopped for 10 minutes. But he said, no, no, you haven't stopped for 10 minutes. You look at that clock, and it tells you when the mill stopped, and you've all these hours to make up. Trust a Scotsman to put a two-faced clock in. But you know, when I read that story, I thought about, not about clocks so much as people. Because, you know, people can be two-faced as well. They've got a face for the church, and then they've got a face for outside. And sometimes the face in the church doesn't tell the same time as the face outside. I wonder if your face is like that. I wonder if when you come to church you've got a rather nice face and a smiling face and a kind face, and you speak nice things and you say good things and you sing hymns. But then as soon as church is over, my, your face changes and it's a different time altogether. And people wouldn't recognize you as being the same person as you are in the church. And you know, that's really what James is talking about. And that's why we had that verse read to us this morning. James is really saying, you know, some people can come to church and bless God, and then they can leave the church and they can curse their neighbor. They can come to church and say lovely things, that's the face they have, and then they leave the church and they say very harsh things, that's the face they have. But really, you know, God wants us to be single-faced. He wants us to be the same all the time. And he wants us to be the same here, and of course he wants us to be the same all the time. Just the same kind of person. And the only person who can help us to be like that, of course, is the Savior. If he comes into our lives, he can help us to live consistent lives, to be like Jesus, not just for 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour and a half on a Sunday, but to be like the Lord Jesus all the day long. So there is a clock in Scotland with two faces, but there are many people running about Lisburn, and I'm afraid they've got two faces as well. I wonder if you're one of them. I wonder, am I?